innovative, and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Marvelous Light Foundation donates food items to Chisamba Old People's Home. Lusaka Province records 92% utilization of CDF funds in 2025. And in international news, deadly clash between protesters and security forces as Iran unrest grows. Jacqueline Chomba returns to ZISD as loan agreement with the Zesco and Dollar Girls ends. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Marvelous Light Foundation has donated assorted foodstuffs to Chisamba Old People's Home in Central Province as part of its ongoing corporate social responsibility initiative. The donation is aimed at supporting the well-being of elderly residents at the facility and easing challenges related to food security. Speaking at the event, Foundation President Rachel Mwale says the donation reflects the organization's commitment to giving back to the community and contributing to the well-being of vulnerable groups. She explained that supporting the elderly is part of the foundation's broader mission of enriching society through acts of compassion and service. Ms. Mwale also encouraged members of the public, corporate institutions and other organizations to embrace a culture of generosity by extending help to those in need. She noted that collective efforts from the community can make a meaningful difference in improving the lives of vulnerable people. The Zambia Union of Professional Educators, ZAPED, has called on the government to be vested in the well-being of teachers and improve their conditions of service. Speaking at the burial site of one of the union members and recently recruited teacher Dorcas Shimbila, ZAPED President Richwell Mwene has demanded the lack of a government representative at the funeral of the deceased teacher. Mr. Mwene has called on the government to ensure transparency in the replacement of the deceased teacher and others. He has also called for transparency on teachers' recruitment process.
The young lady hasn't served for long. She has just served for a few years and she's gone. Our request is that the government, as they would do, replace a gone teacher, they should look at the aspects of manner of replacement. We are looking at the issues of corruption. We find that such a vacancy, when it falls on, it is secretly given to someone else. So what we are asking is that let those replacements be transparently done, so that there is fairness in the way people access vacancies. In addition to that, we are also looking at the manner in which we are sending off our members when there is such a problem. We would have loved the government representative to be present here, but we have found that instead we have just assigned the school head, that we are not happy as a union.
And Union Secretary General Moka Sivita has called on the government to ensure teachers are respected and honored in society by improving their conditions of service. Mr. Sibita has noted that teachers are usually getting loans to supplement their salaries, hence the union provides salary advance and non-interest loans to support their members.
So far, government has done quite a lot, ranging from the provision of desks in schools, introduction of free education, implementation of the new curriculum, employment of more than 45,000 teachers, which has never happened in the history of this country. All those efforts are aimed at improving the standards of the education in our country. However, I should be quick to mention that as we do those, attend to those needs, there are other challenges that actually come along the way. However, this year we expect that the conditions of our members will be improved. As you know, things are quite expensive, but those can be addressed by addressing the conditions of teachers so that the buying power is kind of improved.
And fellow teachers have described the deceased as a hard-working, passionate teacher and ensured pupils are well cared for as she was a guidance teacher at the school. Community Aid for the Disabled in Dollar District on the Copper Belt Province has expressed gratitude that government, through Bill 7, will include persons with disabilities in Parliament. Copper Belt United Party for National Development, UPND, Youth Chairperson Warren Iyama says government is committed in enhancing the lives of persons with disabilities. Mr. Iyama noted that Bill 7 will help persons with disabilities to express themselves in matters that are affecting them in Parliament. He adds that Bill 7 will as well look into the well-being of women and youths. Meanwhile, Copper Belt UPND Ward Councillor Michael Peary has commended government for looking into the well-being of persons with disabilities. And Light of Glory Reverend Marvin Matete has also commended government for its commitment in the well-being of persons with disabilities, youths, and as well as women in Parliament. Lusaka Province has achieved a 92% utilization rate of the Constituent Development Fund CDF in 2025, with more than 341 million kwacha spent from over 368 million kwacha released by government as of December 29, 2025. The Lusaka Province Administration says the strong interest of funds reflects timely disbursement by government and effective implementation of projects identified by local communities. All six local authorities, Rwangwa, Rufunsa, Chongwe, Lusaka, Chilanga and Kafiwe, were actively engaged in the project implementation throughout the year. Principal Public Relations Officer at the Lusaka Provincial Administration, Logic Lukwanda, explained that the performance underscores government's commitment to decentralized development, noting that CDF projects are demand-driven and determined by community needs. He says priority areas include health, education, infrastructure, and security infrastructure such as police posts and stations. Key projects implemented during the year includes the construction of a mortuary at Rufunsa Rural Health Center, reducing reliance on facilities in Chongwe and Impasha, as well as a new market and ablution block at Fura Market in Rwangwa District, which previously had none.
Some of the key highlights of the projects include a mortuary at Rufunsa Rural Health Center in Rufunsa District, as people previously relied on Chongwe District Hospital and Pansha Mission Hospital, a market and ablution block at Fera Market in Rwangwa District, which had none, Luansa Primary School in Chongwe, an area which had no school before, Murangwa Primary School with mechanized modern water recirculation system in Kafue District, an area which had no school since independence. Others include George Compound Skills Training Center in Matero Constituency in Lusaka, and a two-story classroom block in Chawama Constituency, and another in Kaunda Square of Munari Constituencies as flagship projects.
Operation Young Vote OYV has called on women across the country to actively participate in politics by joining political parties and contesting for parliamentary and other elective positions. OYV Executive Director Mr. Ges Nyerenda says increased female participation in politics is essential to ensuring that more women occupy decision-making positions, particularly in Parliament. He noted that women should take deliberate steps to engage in political process and position themselves for leadership roles. Mr. Nyerenda explained that government's effort is aimed at placing women at the center of national development by creating opportunities that respond to a long-standing demands for inclusion and representation. He stressed the importance of women understanding constitutional provisions that support their participation, urging them to take advantage of existing legal frameworks to compete for both elective and appointive positions. You are still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short